Blog Talk Radio.
I wish there was a video game to teach your ancestor name. I wish there was a phone number like 1-800-SAVE-YOUR-BROTHER. I'm thankful for the radio station, not afraid to put the truth in rotation. But there is certain information that you can only get in conversation with young people.
Good morning, and welcome to First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Suze Lynn McDonald, coming to you from cloudy but still amazing Las Vegas, Nevada. I'd like to thank you for joining First Ladies Blog Talk Radio, and if you have a need to call us, we have a number that you can do so. That number would be area code 347-324-5730. Again, you can call us at area code 347-324-5730. Good morning, good morning. And as I say to you every time we get together, I usually say, get you a cup of coffee, get a glass of tea, water, whatever it takes for you to be relaxed for the next 27 minutes, and I'd like for you to do that. But instead of sitting back and relaxing, I'd like for you to lean forward a little bit and put your hands on your knees. But before you do that, grab a mirror. And the reason for grabbing the mirror, I know it sounds a little cuckoo if you think about it, but there is a method to my madness, I should say. The reason for getting the mirror is because I want you to actually see you, visualize you, be able to see your expressions. You know, I don't know about anybody else, but I know when I was growing up, my parents were always afraid that we were going to be conceited. So we were never, ever able to look in mirrors or to see what we look like, because that was a southern way of making sure you weren't going to be conceited, as I said. And you know, that I can understand that to a degree, but the main thing being is, instead of it being a situation of being conceited, you need to know what you look like, who you are, how your expressions affect you and others. And looking in the mirror, even now for myself, I talk with a smile. And the reason I talk with a smile is because I want what I have to say to not only be inviting to you, but to also you get to see that I am being transparent, honest, and true. Now, today our show, we're talking about be a part of the building of a new foundation. Be a part of that foundation, a new foundation. And you know, when you're getting ready to build a home or set up the foundation to build upon the land for a home, you have to have four corners. And in those four corners, you have to actually measure it out. You've got to make sure that everything is where it needs to be, so that when the foundation is actually poured, which is the cement, which I always pray and say the cement, which is the blood of Jesus, that is a healing salve. But when you pour the cement, preparing to do the foundation of a home, of your life, of your new life, you have to make sure when you're building a house, you build it on solid ground. And one of the things that we want to talk today about is being a part of the building of a new foundation, not building or drinking wine from an old skin. You know, even in the Bible it says when you pour wine into an old skin, it will either burst the skin or it would start to seep. And it's amazing because yesterday I was preparing a meal, and this is one of the things that brought this to my attention. And I had a corningware, and I had prepared the meat, and I had it all, I had marinated it all night. And I took it from the refrigerator. I gave it a few minutes to actually get room temperature or to the temperature to go into the oven. And if I tell you, I put it in there, and by the time it started smelling amazing, speaking of foundation and the preparation, I put it in there, and it was smelling great, and I opened it up to pull it out and look at it and make sure it exploded in my hand. I had not done the correct preparation for the foundation of that corningware and what was in it to get to its full fruition. We're also going to talk about the ark, and I'll explain that later. Restructure, rebuild, create, a call to action now. And what does now mean? Ark and now. And we'll get to that. Today I have as my co-host, my apostle, my sister, my best friend, and I can't wait to share with her today. Lady Kathy, keep her in your prayers. There has been a bit of an emergency, and we are in prayer for you, Lady Kathy. Good morning, Apostle Jerusha. How are you?
I am well, and happy 4th of July for those that celebrate it.
Right, exactly. Thank you so much. I didn't celebrate, and I had a new found revelation about the 4th of July. I do celebrate, but I've celebrated a little differently. But we're talking today about be a part of the building of a new foundation, you know, preparing on good ground and setting the foundation to continue to rebuild on something new and letting go of the old. I talked about the ark, the word ark. And if we remember, as a matter of fact, I was looking at that Oh God movie and how the gentleman did not want to do what God wanted him to do. And he would put his suit on and go to Congress. And he was doing all these different things. And he would leave his home and get in his car and arrive there in his suit. But when he stood up to speak, he began to look like Moses. The hair was growing. Animals would come through the window. And the foundation that God was building him on was the ark. And I'll tell you what that means later. But I wanted to talk today about be a part of the building of a new foundation. We've been talking about healing the family, healing the marriage, unangering the marriage. And now we're at, okay, we've done these things. We talked about on Friday getting the tools and then using the tools. And you were, I tell you what, you had came in with a lot of great nuggets on Friday, and I thank you so much. But again, now we've done all these things. We've unangered the marriage. We've healed the marriage. We're healing the family. Now you've got the tools, all the tools that we've shared and you have shared and others. Now we're at the place to be a part of the building, the structure of a new foundation. Let's talk about that. What would that mean to you, as a matter of fact, to build, to be a part of the building of a new foundation?
Well, in regards to marriage, first of all, you know, anything that has to be restructured first has to be torn down. And so
exactly.
If you look at an old building, like in Las Vegas, they tear down a lot of hotels. They bring in a demolition crew, and they actually blow it up, you know, because they're starting something new. So you have to tear down. It has to be torn down in order for it to be rebuilt and to be appreciated. And so the same thing holds true in a marriage. Sometimes it has to have a breakdown on the side of the road, like the road of Damascus, in order for the tire to get fixed. It needs to be repaired. It needs to get new air, which is the breath of God. It needs a new tube. And so is the same thing in a marriage or any foundation that you're rebuilding. It has to first have the newness be torn down, and then having a foundation, making sure that foundation is solid, is built on a solid rock. Because a lot of times marriages are based on we have the promiscuous will and then the perfect will, the soulish will. So knowing that sometimes marriages, even in Christianity, we don't realize, because we lie to ourselves, that we got married because God told us to. But that's not always true. You told yourself to get married because there was something in your beastly nature that drew to that person, be it a man or a woman, that lured you into that. And because you have Christian on your forehead, you say, well, let me get a legal right to marriage, so I'm going to get a license. But that don't mean it was the perfect will of God. So just because you got married don't mean that that was your husband. You married to somebody else's husband or somebody else's wife. So first of all, sometimes when the challenges come, it's because you said it was God and God didn't say it was God. It was you that did it all the time. All the time it was you. So a lot of times it has to be torn down. You see what you created, but it wasn't created by God. So it wasn't the perfect will of God. Perfect will marriages goes through challenges. The perfect will marriage represents what this Christian walk really stands for. And it goes through tests and trials and storms. And that will let you know if that house was built on a solid rock and a solid ground. Because even though the tests and the trials come, the house still will stand because the foundation is laid. It's a good foundation. Okay? So when you look at it, I compare it to the dad's house. Dad's house was old and made out of brick, and even the ground was solid. Even when the toilets was falling down, the ground was solid. The foundation, the bricks were laid. They were strong, even though the toilet was falling in the ground. You see, but it was based on a solid foundation, so it withstood for the men to come in and rebuild the floor to make the toilet sturdy. Same holds true in marriages and in homes, especially the ones that we claim are God. Everything that we say is God's is not God's. Go ahead.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, to be perfectly honest with you, too, there was I don't know if you ever heard it, but years ago there was a song that was out. And that song was, if you want to find a girl, go to the church, because she's, what did they say? I can't remember the whole thing, but it wasn't degrading, but it was the truth. And it talked about how, if you think about it, people come to the church, when a new man comes into the church, boy, I tell you, every woman sees a wedding dress. You know, every woman sees a wedding dress. And when a new woman comes to the church, every man sees a new bride. And the whole thing being is, like you said a minute ago, the foundation is weak because neither one of us, but the whole thing being is that we did not stop to test the spirit. We didn't stop long enough to be assured that God said it. But if God said it, the awesome thing that I always say, if God said it and man or yourself got involved in it and messed it up, know this, even if it looks like God told a lie, he'll make his lie a truth because he's not a lying God. So a lot of what you're saying is absolutely amazing and is true. And the other thing you said, tearing down to rebuild. Well, the other thing you said was about the tire. Sometimes you have to repair the tire. But there comes a time that – If you have four tires on a car, all the other tires, the tread is perfect except for on one tire. You, instead of having to repair it, you'd have to buy a new one. And that doesn't mean a new marriage. It's what you said initially. The demolition had to take place on the tire. It had to be replaced because there was an imperfection in it possibly. Or the car was riding in a way that it was tearing it down. And we've been talking about that part of it where in the marriages, you know, that we have actually experienced, a lot of us have experienced the portion or the part of it where there has been a breakdown, a teardown in it, and God wants to put a new tire on your car that you're riding in. And you also talked about the demolition of a lot of times in New York, when we lived in New York, you know, a lot of the buildings were old, but like you said, like Daddy's house, the structure and the foundation was so strong that even a regular house would have fallen down, fallen apart. But the house stood the test of time because of the structure, the foundation and the construction while building the new foundation of that home. I tell you, it's amazing that the things of old stand the test of time. And when you were talking about dad, again, we remember the time when he was beating the ground. Learning from that was amazing. You got a lot more out of it because you have more of a Southern style. Me, it took me a while to kind of understand that whole thing. But you've always, like I told you, when we were growing up, which means, again, here, let's talk about the foundation, how everybody else looked like they were the smart ones or they were so prolific. And the, as I always say, the metamorphosis of the Philip Orphis. What does that mean? I don't know. It still doesn't make sense. But the bottom line being is you've always had this gift. And even in the times that it looked like you were in a breakdown or a teardown, God has brought you to where you are today. So look at your own foundation. Yes, there are still some little weaklings in the windows, and so you're just going to take those windows and replace them. But the foundation of the marriage is still what is the strongest portion of that. Again, restructure, rebuild, create, a call to action, and that is you. That is every single one of us. Yes, I'm speaking directly to Apostle Jerusha right now. But every one of us are a minister. Every one of us have a ministering voice, and we have to use it. Again, we're at a period of time now where we are in a place of building a new foundation. It's not, nothing is new under the sun, but and yet, sometimes you have to have a demolition in order for to be, you know, things to be rebuilt on that solid ground. Go ahead, Apostle Jerusha. Are you there?
Okay. Yes, I was just listening.
Oh,
uh-huh.
There you are. Yeah. So my whole thing being in talking about what you were saying is the demolition part of it. With the demolitions, tell me a little bit when you think about a demolition and the restructuring of the foundation, what does that really mean? Especially when you talk about the home, the relationship, because we've been talking about this a bit. And I want to make sure that we're giving more than enough tools for each one of us to go away with, even for myself. Go ahead.
Well, again, you know, I think the main thing is when we first, I think the first lady that was on, as well as counselor Judith, a week ago was talking, the first thing is repentance, you know, recognizing your own faults. Because when you point the finger, that same finger comes back. So that is a form of a demolition crew. You are your own demolition crew. You are now demolishing, or whatever the word is the lies that you have created in your own head, but also the lies told you. So you have to first recognize that the repentance is a key to rebuilding anything. Repentance, even if you're not a believer and you're listening to the show, it's about repenting, turning, realizing that, you know, I'm not always right. And there's some things that I lied to myself about that I need to come in and come clean, because the only person you're really accountable to is yourself and God first, before husband, children, or anything. So to thy own self be true. So that's when you start there, that's automatically a demolition crew. You are now cleaning up the mess that you created. And then we can start anew. You know, be whoever. This message today is not just to First Lady. This is to whoever have an ear to hear. We all need to go in and check our oil. We all need to go and check our different spark plugs and see if they're working correctly, if the body is working in, according to the function that God has called us to. Or we just using the tag of, you know how you get a car, you buy a car, and you can buy one, you can lease one, you know, or you can rent one. So we have Christians of people that some of them are just leasing their car, or some are just renting it, but they don't know what's actually going on in the function under that hood. But those that took ownership of the car, of their body, or took ownership of their walk with God, they know inside of themselves truly what is going on. They don't need a mask, the religious mask.
Right.
All they need to know that their oil was full, okay? They know that their spark plugs have been changed, you know?
Yes.
And I think a lot of times we as the body, and even as first ladies, you are pushed to a wall to live a lie. Instead of walking with your hands out like Christ did, instead of being the cross that Jesus carried, he was the cross. And that is our call, is to be true to ourselves, then we can be true to the call, and we can be true to our ministry as well as our mate. Then we can walk with our lanterns full with oil and full of power. But without that, you're just bad acting. I call it bad acting.
She said bad acting. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you know what's funny? We have one. I have a chat that's here, and the question that came that is coming across is, well, first of all, this thing, the part where you said leasing versus renting versus buying versus ownership. And they're saying here to me that the portion of leasing means putting your money down, but having an opportunity to turn it back in. Then it
exactly.
said renting, you know, it's for a short period of time. Buying,
uh-huh.
you know that you've got to pay monthly or you've got to pay a price. But ownership is when it belongs to you and how will you take care of it. So the question is, how do you take care of a marriage or a relationship or a foundation that you're working on to restructure it now? And there, just like you said the other day, and I don't know who she meant, you, but the voices come back to condemn. That was you. The little voices that come to condemn or to take you off your vision. Remember, you said that on Friday. Quiet
okay.
the voices.
Okay.
What we talked about.
Well,
go ahead.
First of all, the voices come to abort. The voices, a lot of time, even the voices that started from your childhood, so those voices are connected to voices of our past. We have to become like a David, first of all, is kind of going off the subject, but I want to make sure I say this. We got to become a David, the spirit of David, to destroy those voices, that Goliath that has come to kill,
Giant.
Steal, and destroy.
Uh-huh.
Be it your marriage,
right.
be it your ministry, be it your life. We have the power to destroy those voices, and all we got to do is lay hands on our head, that right hand, that powerful right hand, lay hands on your head and command every voice to be silent. The only voice I will hear will be the voice of the Spirit of the living God. All other voices, because I have the power to shut it down. Then we can begin
mm-hmm.
to work, okay? And
right.
then you can begin to hear that still small voice. It's like when you start a car. You put the key in the engine. A person that has the ownership of their car, they know that car. They know how that car sounds as soon as they put their key in. They know if that car is going to start right up or if it's going to go, it's startling, okay? That's the person that takes ownership, that owns that car. But when you're renting
mm-hmm.
and leasing a car, you don't know how the car is supposed to sound. You just know that it needs to take you from point A to point B, possibly to see if you can get there. But the ownership
right.
knows that car is supposed to sound a certain way. So when that car is not sounding a certain way, automatically your ears pop up. You know, it just gets keen, and you know that I need to go get either some oil or wheel alignment or my brakes need alignment. All of those things still represent the foundation of our marriage, our individual life, or whatever. I look at everything as that. So if your car is making a sound or your body is making a sound after you silence those other voices, you need to hear it because it's speaking to you now. It is speaking to you now what you must do in you, the work
right.
that needs to be done in you, because you
mm-hmm.
silence all those other voices. And then listen to it and follow the instructions with the manual that the king has given us to do. And then we
exactly.
can rise the hurdles of life and the hurdles that come to kill, steal, and destroy, meaning our marriages, our ministry, even our own personal life. Then we
yes.
can begin to rebuild and restore our own. And then the gates of hell will not prevail against the marriage or anything.
Yes. And, you know, it's amazing that you're saying this because I was sitting to myself and with myself over the holiday, and they call it the Independence Day, and I decided to make myself independent, not dependent, but independent of what was going on in the world at that time, and see what God was saying directly to me. And in sitting still, when you talk about a car, which is amazing, and just kind of hitting back on that, one thing you said, when you turn the car on and you're an owner, you know what it's supposed to sound like. You know the feel of your tires. You know the feel of the steering wheel. You know. But when you're renting, leasing, renting or leasing, you can always take that car back in and get another one, and they'll replace it. But the bottom line being, in the replacement is where the destruction is, because you never got to really fully understand. One of the things that I did in that sitting still, and like I said, I was watching that movie, Oh God, where God transformed him, which he's doing with each one of us every single day. Again, we're still talking about about being a part of the building of a new foundation, a strong foundation. And I remember that in the movie, he said these words. I'm trying to think of what the gentleman's name was, but he said these words. When Moses was called to build an ark and bring every being, every animal, his family, and everybody, it was two by two, where two or more gathered, God is in the midst. But the ark, and when he said this, and he was the one that was playing God, he said the ark is an act of random human kindness in your marriage, in those around you, how you treat the things that God gives you. And he said one other thing that was very powerful. He said, remember to gather to the ark, act of random human kindness, now. And then he said these words, now means new opportunities with God. I tell you, those things are so prevalent and so calling right now. He said that we would hear of wars and rumors of wars. And if you look at everything that's going on right now, they're all rumors. Whose report will you believe? I believe the report of my Father, which is clearly saying that we are a part of the building of a new foundation right here, right now. Restructure, rebuild, create, and a call to action now. To an act of random human kindness now, which means a new opportunity with God. And each one of us had that opportunity. The other part of that is like you were saying a minute ago when the young lady asked it. Matter of fact, she's thanking you now because she said that she never would have thought about the whole scenario of renting versus leasing versus buying versus ownership. The key thing that you said, and she said thank you again, is that the whole thing still goes around repentance. Cleaning up, you know that old song, I got to clean up what I done messed up. And not only cleaning up your own mess, but buying in to what it is, the new foundation, and then taking ownership, pushing back the walls of all the lies, and then most of all, taking authority over the voices. It's amazing to be able to have this opportunity with my sister, which is also Apostle Jerusha, which is also my friend. You know, it's not often that sisters can do this. Everybody is on their own path. But the paths are crossing now, and God is calling us now to a new opportunity with God. And he's also saying, ARC, act of random human kindness. If you can think of nothing else to end your day, we're at the end of our show today, and Apostle Jerusha, I thank you so much for joining in with me on such short notice, and we do keep Pastor Tony and Lady Kathy in our prayers. I don't really know what's going on, but the bottom line being, if it's an emergency, we place it in the lap of God. It's already his. This is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio, and I'd like to thank you for joining us today. And if you have a need and a desire to hang out with us any other time, you can join us every Monday and Friday, 10 a.m. to 10:30. And I'd like to thank our sponsors, Hands of Comfort Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization that deals with anything that's traumatic to you, that has shaken your very foundation. The phone number is 702-683-6373. Again, that phone number is 702-683-6373. 24 hours a day, you can speak to a person, not a VRU. And our second sponsor is Destined for Glory Ministries, Pastor Tony Howard and Lady Kathy Howard. Have an amazing day. I thank you for joining us. There's nothing like being a part of the building of a new foundation, the Ark. Remember the Ark, an act of random human kindness, and being a part of it now with new opportunities with God. Have an amazing day. I thank you so much. See you on Friday, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Pacific time. Have a great day, and I thank you so much. Bye-bye.